Now, when Margaret was here last week, she told us about some cures and remedies of how to deal with cuts and bruises in the old days when they didn't have antiseptic and sticking plaster. And we're going to revisit this sort of thing today, but we're going to be talking about toothache without a dentist. Yes, come on.
Yeah.
You don't come along and just knock the tooth out, do you?
No. Not a pleasant subject. I think we're probably all wincing, aren't we? But yeah, if you didn't have access to a dentist, or you didn't want to consult a dentist over 100 years or more ago, then there were various remedies you could try. Mm-hmm. Let's start with perhaps the most gruesome one first. The most gruesome one was to get a nail and to actually knock it into your gum.
Ooh, dear.
Having knocked the nail into your gum, it didn't end there. You then removed the nail and hammered the nail into a nearby tree. And it is said that the toothache would transfer itself from your mouth to the tree.
Well, I believe you, thousands wouldn't.
Well, one of the things I think is interesting to look at when you're looking at toothache remedies many years ago is the number of unregulated medicines that were on the market as a cure for toothache that contained things like morphine and chloroform. No regulation as we have nowadays. Mm. Quite horrifying, actually. So, yeah, knocking a nail in your gum was one remedy. It was firmly believed many hundreds of years ago that toothache was the result of a worm burrowing itself into your gum. And when the worm was active, your tooth would ache. When the pain subsided, that meant that the worm was sleeping. So, obviously, quite a drastic remedy. Were there any other remedies? Well, of course, there were things that we have nowadays. Oil of cloves was one of them. And a warm pillow. You'll hear that talked about a lot in folklore remedy.
I can remember having that done to me.
Exactly. Yeah. But other things that people have suggested way back in time were things like garlic pounded up and put in your mouth.
Really?
I suppose if you put enough garlic in your mouth, that would effectively keep the dentist at bay anyway. But yeah, garlic was a sovereign remedy for toothache way back when. Also other things such as gargling with whiskey. And if you were lucky enough to be able to afford whiskey, if you weren't lucky enough to be able to afford whiskey, another remedy, much cheaper, was to cut a potato in half and wedge the potato on the offending tooth. Another remedy was to paint your whole face with oil of peppermint.
Great.
It had to be your whole face. It couldn't just be the side where the toothache occurred. So, slightly less painful remedy, but nevertheless.
I recall seeing something on TV some months back that people used to go to the blacksmith.
They did. They did indeed. Yes. Also, it was quite common that people would wait until there was a local travelling fair or a travelling circus, because there was always somebody associated with a travelling fair and a travelling circus who was able to pull teeth, perhaps as a legacy from looking after the animals involved. And they would pull your teeth. And it was common for bystanders to stand and watch while your tooth was pulled.
Good grief. Well, I can imagine that quite a lot of people would have got infections from various of these things and probably died as a result.
Indeed. Particularly in the days of advocating hammering something into the gum.
And then the tree, dear me.
Yes.
All right, thanks very much indeed for that, Margaret. Well, I hope you've not got any more cures for us next week. What have you got then?
No, I'm coming off the cures, giving us a break after that gruesome business of toothache, and going back to Wanstead House to look at some more events from the life of this wonderful manor house that was the eighth wonder of the world.
Well, I suppose after all the things with the toothache and going back to Wanstead, that could all feel a bit flat.
Oh,
sorry, Wanstead flats. Right, okay, we look forward to that.